It's Wednesday the 30th of November. It's the last day of an Apod Pomo. And I suppose I should be upset about this, but actually, I'm quite celebratory. Celebratory, celebratory? I don't know what the right word is. But whatever the right word is, that is what I am. No, it's been good. It's been a really, really good experience for me to do this this Napod Pomo for the second year running. And yeah, I'm quite chuffed with the way it's gone. I don't know what else to say, to be honest with you. It's been fun. And it's been good having you along for the ride as well. I really hope you've enjoyed these shows. It's I've had a lot of pleasure putting them together, even though they have been fairly short, and probably, you know, they they do satisfy the criteria for Napod Pomo. But as with last year's project, could you really say that there was anything of value in these shows, other than the music, which has already been played before? There's nothing really of specific value in these Napod Pomo shows other than to satisfy the criteria of posting a piece of audio every day. Which, I don't know. It's just, not really a lot of worth. Certainly nothing I could, I mean, this is part of the reason why we didn't continue, or why I didn't continue doing this last year, beyond November, because there just didn't seem to be a point. Do you know what I mean?
Do you get me, Harry?
Hey-ho. Well, in keeping with that sentiment, I don't have a lot to talk about today. So I'm just going to get straight on and play you today's track. Now, I've picked a really odd day to faff around with the microphone settings. I noticed that how the settings were before... There are two specific settings on the microphone panel here, not on the mixer, but on the software, that try and improve the quality of the audio. One of them is a compressor. And what that does is it makes up the difference between me shouting down the microphone at you, so it dampens that down, and me being really, really quiet. And what it does is it pumps that up a bit so you can hear it. Doesn't matter whether I'm speaking really quietly or shouting my head off, the level should be the same. The second thing is called a noise gate, and what that does is it, when I'm not speaking, it limits the amount of noise that comes through the microphone. So if there's anything quiet in the room, it'll cut it out. But the moment I start speaking and takes the amount of noise coming through the microphone above a certain level, it lets it through. But the combination of the two, how we had it before, basically meant that there was a lot of hiss coming through when we were talking. And we noticed it more with no bedding music. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the... That was a bit sudden. If I'm not talking, it's quite quiet. But if I am talking, all you can hear is my voice. Now, if I transfer you across to the way it was before, which is that, immediately you can hear some hiss behind me. But every time I speak, it seems as though there's a lot more hiss behind me. So hopefully by transferring the settings to that, you get a lot more of voice and a lot less hiss. So... I will test that on the way into work this morning when I'm listening to this show. It's something that's been bugging me for a while, and the wife will tell you that I am a little bit retentive about the audio quality of this show. So anyway, I'm going to shut up waffling now. I'm going to play you our last track for Napod Pomo, and it's a track to go out on. It's a cover version of... Nah, I'm not going to mess around with you. I did this in on the Bugcast, but I'm not going to do it here. It's a cover version of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. And it's done by a group called, or by a person, should I say, who goes by the name of Dead When I Found Her. You can find them at dwifh.com. And they've done a whole raft of cover versions, but this one was available as a free download. Now, strictly speaking, it probably doesn't satisfy the criteria for being strictly pod safe. But I'm going to play it anyway because it is an amazing track. If you've heard it already from the Bugcast or from any other of the podcasting shows that have played it, then I do apologise. But I'm not going to apologise really because it is such a good song. You have to hear it again. So, with that in mind, I shall leave you with Dead When I Found Her and their track In the Air Tonight. Thank you very much for joining me for this Napod Pomo series, and I'll see you tomorrow.
stranger to you and me.